U.S. airlines have been in the news a lot, especially regarding October 1st, when airlines faced laying off employees who have been supported by $25 billion in government grants and loans. But what about hotels? From America's most popular travel radio show, this is your RM World Travel Minute. I'm Rudy Maxa. Let me put it this way. This has not been a great time to own a hotel. Following 9/11, revenue per room for U.S. hotels fell 38%. A big number, sure, but nothing compared to what happened in the early months of our season of COVID-19. Revenue per room in mid-April plummeted by 84%. Worst off have been luxury hotels in big cities as business travelers with expense accounts stayed home. Medium and budget-priced hotels have fared a little better, especially if they're located near beaches or state or national parks that did find favor among Americans looking for a getaway this summer. Along with restaurants and airlines, Hotel 2 may not get back to normal for 2 years and certainly deserve our sympathy. You'll find more travel info at rmworldtravel.com.